Welcome back to Your Real Estate Voice with Barb Schlinker. She's the host of the program, and this is the weekly radio show that informs and educates you on how to buy or sell real estate, and it does it with Barb Schlinker, the owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Now, Barb, most people choose agents that they know, like a friend, and do not really have a system for selecting the best agent to handle one of the largest assets they have in life. What are some top mistakes that home sellers should be looking out for when they're selecting a real estate agent to handle, again, one of the largest assets that most people have? You want to make sure you make the right decision. How do you do it?
Well, Richard, it is still a seller's market. But it's not like it was during the boom where you're going to get bidding wars, which was kind of the easy button for any real estate agent. They get a listing, goes on the market, they have a dog pile of buyers, and they get to pick the best one. That's everybody's happy space. However, that's not reality. Buyers have different reasons for why they want a home and whether or not they're going to make an offer. And sometimes they're very much influenced by the buyer's agent. In fact, I had one recently that I really believe she talked the buyer out of buying the home. It's not like the price was wrong. It's just that we countered with something that was very reasonable and she had a hissy fit over something else and then talked her buyer into walking away. And so I think there's a problem in the industry in that you need to make sure that you hire somebody that really dials into what you're looking for. What is your ideal outcome when you sell a home? And not every agent provides that service. I have agents that actually ask me for my services for their clients. I'm like, no, those are for our clients.
Wow.
So anyway, but right now, the status of the market, we're in overall kind of a seller's market, sort of balance between sellers and buyers, but it really depends on the home. It really depends on the price range. It really depends on the condition, whether or not it has views. Is there something special about the home? All those things factor into whether or not you're going to have a great outcome or an average outcome. So in a seller's market, the seller has the slight advantage. In a buyer's market, the buyer has an advantage. And so in the counties around the Colorado Springs area, we're seeing a little bit more supply from a year ago, about 20% more available homes. Last year at this time, there were only 1,481 homes on the market at the beginning of the month. Right now, we have 1,869. And there's less demand, and I think interest rates drive that a lot. So when you need to sell a home, it's not the same thing as buying a home. Picking an agent for buying the home, in my view, takes a little bit less skill and expertise just because they don't have to worry about marketing. The marketing is already done for them. They don't have to worry about pricing. The pricing is already done for them. So their goal is to get stuff for the buyers, which is what the way a lot of them behave, or their goal is to get the buyer the house. Either way, I think the second option is better, to get the buyer the house that they want, right? But you have to communicate a lot to make that happen. And the worst thing that you should be doing is talking the buyer out of the house that they want. That's not what a buyer agent is supposed to do. Although the industry has really made them think that, oh, because you're supposed to have, quote, a fiduciary duty, you talk them out of something, right? And it's insane. It's so much insanity in the industry right now. So right now, I can look all up and down the Front Range and determine that 81% of the agents, and there are a lot of them, in the Pikes Peak region, there's over 5,000 agents. In the Denver metro area, there's over 30,000 agents, right? 81% of them sell three or less homes a year. And half of those don't sell any at all, right? So if you're thinking of putting one of your largest assets on the market, wouldn't it be logical to pick somebody that has some experience, some expertise, some sales history behind them, some marketing history behind them that they could show you and give you a help you make a really good decision about who's the best person to handle one of the largest assets that most people invest in. I just sold a home and monument. It took 5 days. It sold for $25,000 over asking price. That's in this market. Right now, the average days on market are 56 days, but there are 14% fewer sales in the Colorado Springs area, a little bit more, I think, in Denver's a little bit stronger market. The average list price to sales price is now just about 1%. So if you put the house on the market, if you could buy a home for $100,000, which you can't here, if you bought a $100,000 home, on average, it's selling for 99. And the problem is that most home sellers really don't know how to interview. It's not their skill set. It's not what they normally do. And they just hire the agent they know, or they hire the agent that sold them the house without a lot of thought into really who is the best person to help them get the outcome that they want. They rely on what I call false logic. Well, she seemed so nice, or she sold me the house, or she gave me a discount. And the problem is that may not be a reason to let somebody handle one of your largest assets. 80% of the agents don't make it past their fifth year. And I would venture to say, after this NAR change, where they're not automatically going to get the commission that's offered in the MLS, if they open a door and write a 10-minute contract, there's going to be a lot more dropping out of the business very soon. 87% of the customers say they may not go back to the last agent. Why is that? Mostly because of poor communication. So you have to have systems in place. You have to over-communicate. This is one of the most stressful things that most people go through in their lives. And they don't do this every day. We do. So you want to pick somebody that has that kind of expertise, that does it every day, that can help you not be surprised when things could potentially go sideways when you're dealing with selling one of your largest assets. My name is Barb Schlinker. I'm the broker owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Barb has the buyer's team and the host of this show, Your Real Estate Voice. And I love doing this, Richard. It's a lot of fun for me because it's fun to share kind of the inside scoop about what happens in real estate and just give people a really good idea of what they can expect when it's time for them to make their move. So right now we're talking about how to choose the best real estate agent. And next up, when we come back from the break, we're going to be covering a free report that's actually going to give you a list of some really good questions that you could ask that agent that you might be considering helping you sell a home. To make you feel more comfortable in going through with the process. Because people don't do this every day, and because it is a very, very large project, you want to make sure you get the best result when you decide to make a move. So if you are thinking of making a move and you'd like to talk to us about selling your home or even buying your next home, give us a call at 719-301-3900 or go to barbhasthebuyers.com. Not only do we help our clients command anywhere from 10 to 20,000 more than asking price many times, but we also have 64 high net worth cash offers that can you can just basically get multiple cash offers on your home, punch the easy button, and not have to deal with the standard sales process. You have all those options at your fingertips from us. Richard?
You're listening to Your Real Estate Voice. That's Barb Schlinker, host of the program and the proprietor of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Guaranteed. You can reach her at 719-301-3900. And we're talking about why you need a well-qualified real estate agent when it comes to selling your home, the largest asset most people have. Barb, what are some of the other reasons that people selling their homes need to know about in order to choose a great agent?
Well, here's the thing. Most agents just kind of, they're not, the training is not really all that great. And so, they're especially on the things that the public thinks that they know how to do, like market, handle objections, closing skills, negotiating skills. All those things are things that a salesperson should know how to do very, very well, but the industry is not excellent at teaching them that. So what the typical agent does is they just copy each other. They look around and go, oh, okay, I can get professional photos. Okay, that's great. At least they've done that. And they post the listing on the multiple listing service and actually hope that some other agent has a buyer. They don't have any buyers. That's a pretty, probably the most common thing that we see in the industry right now. And that's why picking the right agent is absolutely critical. We actually do have buyers. We have 27,700, last I checked, I can't remember, 700 or 800 buyers. Typically, we can take your house, put it up on the back office of our website, and those people have gone in there and given us their criteria of the homes that they're looking for. Usually, we can match at least 100 buyers to your home that have already pre-entered what their criteria is, and we market directly to them when we introduce your home to the market. So, if you want to find out those questions on how to choose a real estate agent, go to barbhasthebuyers.com, click on the green button, free report. You can get any one of our free reports there, either download it or call us at 719-301-3900. And just so you know, Richard, the average agent spends maybe $130 a month, if that, on marketing, and they just expect the business to drop into their laps like sprinkle dust from the sky. You want somebody that knows how to market to get you the most money, and that's part of our specialty. Little things like presenting the home. Don't show a cluttered pantry. Don't show off, some of the things that they should know how to do. When you see these marketing pictures online, you're like, okay, obviously they don't know anything about it. But buyers are eliminating homes based on the online presentation. So that's why that absolutely has to be correct. And we know that buyers do that because when I first started in the industry back in the 90s, the typical buyer would look at about 40 homes live in person. Now they're only looking at maybe 5 to 8. Why is that? It's because they've eliminated most of them based on the online pictures. So marketing, pricing, knowing how to negotiate, all those things are absolutely critical skills that you should look for in a real estate agent to handle one of your largest assets. So if you are thinking of making a move, give us a call at 719-301-3900 or go to barbhasthebuyers.com. Richard.
Barb, one of your favorite parts of the program, mine too, for that matter, hot new listings up and down the Front Range, especially here in Colorado Springs. What do you have?
I've got some really good deals right now. Just went on the market today. We've got two fabulous deals owned by the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. These are priced to sell. Beautiful little rancher down in Fountain on Norman Drive. We also have a fixer-upper, what I call a handyman special, owned by the VA. This home was actually pretty much gutted, but for those that like to build things, this is a fabulous deal. 265. That home would easily sell in the fours once it's fixed up. We have a great townhome. We just got a great price on over there by Peterson Air Force Base at 3549. A home on 35 acres on Powers Road with a huge garage. Another fabulous townhome in Briargate on Smoketree at 320. Fabulous remodeled home on Snowbird in the mid fives. Another townhome in Diamond Ridge, that's right across from Cottonwood Park at 369. Fabulous home right by UCCS on Stanton Street in the mid fours. And then a beautiful two-story right close to Air Force Academy at 6299. A couple of great homes on 5 acres out in Peyton, one on Gull Lane and seven at 720, and one on Akowie Way. These are both beautiful horse properties at 724. And then a brand new listing on Star Ranch Road in the 800s. Beautiful views down there in the Broadmoor. And guess what? We've got lots more coming soon. So if you are thinking of making a move, and you want to be on this list where we market these homes to all of the buyers on our podcast and on radio, give us a call at 719-301-3900 or go to barbhasthebuyers.com. Richard.
You've been listening to Your Real Estate Voice. It airs every Saturday, 11 o'clock, right after Larry Kudlow. And if you're thinking of making a move, call Barb at 719-301-3900 or just visit barbhasthebuyers.com. Remember, you can see replays of the show on Barb's YouTube channel, Barb Has the Buyers, or of course, you can listen on all of the popular podcast platforms, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, and many, many others. Thanks for listening this weekend. Reach out to Barb, 719-301-3900. Thanks for listening. Barb, you have a great week. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Oh, you too. Have a great weekend.